Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
As you know, we are in the middle of our series of looking at the overarching story of the Bible and what that might mean to us. In the first week of our series, I gave you a rundown of the sort of type of literature that the Bible was, an overview of the Bible itself, as it were. And then Jill took the easy path of explaining to you the origin of life and the meaning of life. Always give the easy one to the curate. Do not panic, Joe. And then I looked at freedom in Christ. We looked at how God came in Exodus, came to rescue his people. And we asked the question, what do we need to be freed from? That was our 10,000 foot view of the Old Testament. And I think amongst other things, we learned that actually God's people have a tendency to muck up, or didn't we? Or perhaps it's just me that mucks up. We learned that God's people have a tendency to walk away from him. And we learned that despite our own best efforts, we can't earn our own way to God. And then last week, while I was sunning myself in Turkey, Jill brought the answer to that, didn't she, as we entered the New Testament. We see the Messiah, Jesus, arrive to bring God's love and forgiveness. This week is our penultimate week in this series, and we arrive at the book of Acts, so well read by Susie, and the sending of the Holy Spirit and the birth of God's church. We get to experience a better story of the Bible in spirit and community. But why is the Spirit needed? Why is it needed both in us and in our community? That is perhaps a question that comes to mind. Why do we need God's Holy Spirit? Well, I'm going to answer that in part at least by sharing with you what Susie and I did on our last day of our holiday. We arrived back in England in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Took that Thursday and Wednesday to rest and then went up to see Caleb, our grandson, on Friday. You probably don't know I've got a grandson because I very rarely mention it. But we went to see our grandson, Caleb, on Friday to spend the day with him while his mum and his dad, Jesse and James, yes, they are Jesse and James, were working. So we spent the day with Caleb because they live over an hour away. And so we're very proactive, Susie and I, at putting time in our diary to be with Caleb. We want him to know his pops and his nana. We want him to have relationship with us. And relationship, as you know well, is spelt T-I-M-E. So we are proactive at putting time in our diary to be with Caleb. And on that morning, we took him along to one of these play zones, soft play places where they can climb all over the place and do all that sort of good stuff. Not always the best idea to do in half term, by the way, just putting that one out there. But we took him along anyway, and I chased him around for about an hour and a half. And I was exhausted, I can tell you. I was absolutely exhausted. He's only 18 months or so, and he ran all over the place. And then I just sat for a little while. Now, Caleb enjoyed running around with his pops. He enjoyed playing with me and spending time with me. But actually, when I was so exhausted I needed a break, he didn't stop. And I watched him as he carried on. And he wandered over to this group of children, most of whom were older than him, a range of children, probably from about 2 to 8 or something like that. And he wandered into the midst of them. And he just stood there and looked up at them. Now, no words were spoken, but everything was said. He may as well have said, "Will you be my friend? Will you be my people? Will you be my community?" And they welcomed him, of course. And that's where we find ourselves today in Acts, actually. In this better story of the Bible, we find ourselves discovering what psychiatrists have known for years, that we were made for a relationship. relationship both with God, but also relationship in a community like this. Relationship with God is interesting, isn't it? In the Old Testament, we've flown through that story of relationship, and we've seen all sorts of attempts. From the very beginning, as Adam and Eve walk in the garden with God, seeking to have relationship with them. Exodus, where God is rescuing his people and having relationship with them, leading them in relationship through smoke during the day and then fire at night. And then through the back and the forth of the good kings, the bad kings, the good times, the bad times, the exile, all about God seeking to have this relationship that his people need with him. And up until now, relationship with God has been one of those slightly distant relationships. He's there, but not quite there. It's like having a relationship with someone on the phone or over Zoom. There, but not quite all it could be. Not fully whole. And then God takes this ultimate step in being proactive in relationship, in spending time with you and I. The Messiah, Jesus, he comes. Our Lord comes. And he comes to say that God loves us and forgives us. That our Father God wants to be our Pops, our Father. And then after a while, Jesus says, actually, for this relationship to move to the best thing it can be, he needs to go back. And the disciples on our behalf say, no, don't go back. Where are you going? Don't go anywhere. You read the passages before, one that was read for us earlier on by Grace. They're like, do not go. What's going on? And you, even in our passage, we heard that sort of tone happening. But Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. The advocate, the helper, as Grace said. What a wonderful phrase for the Holy Spirit. The advocate, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace, says Jesus, I leave with you. My peace I give you. And he carries on. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. As God, Jesus is saying, it was the same today as it was yesterday, and he will be the same tomorrow with the helper, the advocate, the Holy Spirit. He continues to come with us through his Holy Spirit to guide, to teach, to comfort, to be God with us, just as Jesus was God with us. Our Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, is God with us. And yet, so often, we have taken what is a gift to us, what is supposed to be the ultimate, closest, intimate gift, and said, thank you, but no thank you. Not all of us, but many of us have said, thank you, but no thank you. It's like having a gift given to us, wrapped up, that we've put to one side. Still ours, still there, but actually not all it could be. God, once again, at a slight distance. There, but not quite there. Back to the phone or the Zoom relationship without the Holy Spirit. Wonderful, yet not fully whole. Not all that God wants for us. And I'm here today to tell you that there is more to be had. There is more to be had. Your Pops, your Father God, wants you to know his Holy Spirit. That's what you're missing right now. Holy Spirit needed in relationship with our Father God, but actually Holy Spirit needed in relationship in our community as well. Today, I got Susie to read the whole of Acts, not just to see if she could do it, although I might have to buy her a Prezi later on. But actually, because so often when we read about the Holy Spirit in Acts, we just read a couple of verses. And we don't see the impact that the coming of the Holy Spirit had on the individual lives of the people and actually God's church as a whole. That's the reason that I wanted to give it that whole story. I'd encourage you to go back home and just read that whole chapter again and just realise what a sea change it is when the Holy Spirit comes. Before the Holy Spirit came, without Jesus, they were just a group of people, a group of followers meeting in a hall. Once the Holy Spirit came, their individual lives were transformed. And the collective community, the church, was set alight. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe. At the many wonders and signs performed by God. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued together to meet in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people, and the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Without Jesus, they were nothing. With the Holy Spirit, they were a church, a community that could not be stopped. Two thousand years later, it seems to me that many of us still have not learned that lesson. There are churches today throughout our nation, indeed throughout the world, who have shut the door on God's Holy Spirit. And they are surprised that they are nothing. They are surprised that they are dying and just a small group of followers meeting together in a hall. Brothers and sisters, let us not be one of those churches. Let us not be a church that shuts the door on the Holy Spirit, but actually a church who flings wide open the door for the Holy Spirit, to know God's presence amongst us, to know Him here, to devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching, the Bible, the Scripture, to make this vital in our lives, to fellowship, to looking out for one another, to the breaking of bread, to prayer. Let us be a church of prayer and fellowship. Let us be filled at the wonders that God is doing in our midst that we see. Let us have everything in common and to care for anyone in need. To continue meeting in our temple court. Let us love one another with glad and sincere hearts. Let us praise God as we were earlier on. It's such a joy to hear the praise of God as we started. And enjoy the favour of God's people here in Bedhampton. And let us see the Lord add to our number daily. Because we can. We truly can. What a lovely gift to see us all here today when God knew that I'd written this sermon. But we can only see Him do this if we put away our cynicism, if we put away the past hurts about our Holy Spirit, if we're open to God's Holy Spirit, both in our individual lives, for us, for you, not for the rector or for Susie or for Jill, but for you in your lives, and actually collectively as a community. Then we will see the Lord continue to bless us and add to our number daily. But how does that look? When I think all too often God's Holy Spirit is parodied as being weird and strange and odd, and something just for the rector, perhaps for Peter Hall. He's not. And we're going to discover that now, because we're going to take a little bit of time now just to be with God's Holy Spirit. In a moment, we're going to be quiet. I might ask Mike or Holly to play a little bit for us in a moment. We're going to be quiet and we're going to invite God's Spirit to be with us and to speak to us. There will be no screaming. There will be no odd noises. I doubt if anyone will fall down. My experience of the Holy Spirit is that He meets you where you're at. I'm simply going to ask God to speak to our hearts and our minds. An encouragement for someone else in your life. Someone else in this room. That He would speak an encouragement to you for someone else in this room. Maybe someone in your family. And He will speak to you. He'll give you a name, I believe. He might speak to your mind, your imagination. You might find a name floating through your mind. You might find a word of encouragement. You might find a picture and think, that's a bit odd. I know why I'm telling them that. But I encourage you to be brave and to step out anyway. Remember, God's encouraging. He is your pulse, your father. And His Spirit will be encouraging. He will be loving. It will be in line with what the Bible says. Because God's Holy Spirit only brings good gifts.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.